reputable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words. Public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, "Neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that." In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. Do I have any callers here, Danny Boy? Okay. If you'd like to call into the program, I think the phones have not been hacked. By the way, the website is partially back up. 800-313-9443 is the number. Let me get into a little bit of news here. Obama is weighing four options for revamping the National Security Agency's surveillance, according to the Wall Street Journal. And, well, there's a fifth one that makes it even bigger. From Zero Hedge, Obama weighs four options for revamping NSA surveillance. Sure enough, this attempt at comedy has just failed once more. As less than 24 hours later, it describes an increasingly surreal reality. Just out from the Wall Street Journal. And it goes as follows. The Obama administration has asked a special court for approval to hold onto National Security Agency phone records for a longer period, an unintended consequences of lawsuits seeking to stop the phone surveillance program. Okay, so let me understand this logic here. I want to keep the records for a longer period of time because we're getting sued because of what we're doing. That's what that just told me. The Wall Street Journal reported last week that the Justice Department was considering such a move, which would end up expanding the controversial phone records database by not deleting older call records. Under the current system, the database is purged of phone records more than 5 years old. The Justice Department, in a filing made public Wednesday, said it needs to hold on to the older records as evidence in lawsuits brought by the American Civil Liberties Union, Electronic Frontier Foundation, and others. Under the proposal made to Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the older data would continue to be held, but NSA analysts would not be allowed to search it. The gruesome irony, of course, is that he's so heartfelt, is if completely scripted and rehearsed, appearance before the U.S. public 1 month ago, when Obama promised he would do everything in his power to reform the NSA, including the ending of the Section 215 metadata collection and the retention of bulk phone records. The president certainly kept his promise, just not quite in the way that everyone had assumed that he was going to. So there's our whip-stitch-it, I-got-a-fifth-option. Yeah, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing, and we're going to expand it because we're getting sued of what we're doing to people in the first place. That's the stupid-ass logic behind this. Is there nobody in Washington, D.C. that can take this lop-eared individual and bend that ear and tell him, you know what? You know, in recorded history, they've hung kings before. You know, that the people revolt. Mr. Obama was planned. This was no accident that this man is in the White House, because in order to do what he is doing right now, how many times have you heard, oh, it's because you're racist, you don't like Obama, it's all political and it's all race-based and your hatred? Well, let me tell you something. It wouldn't make a damn bit of difference if this guy was white, if he was Oriental, if he was an Eskimo, or even a Canadian. Don't care. Why not have a Canadian in the office? We've got the Obongo in there. We got Mr. Barry Sartoro in office that's not eligible to be there, so why not a Canadian? Hell, why not some Chinese party member? He may look a little strange. He may not look American. But maybe he speak pretty good English. Maybe we can pass a true communist off the next time. That's what this is about. That was the safety shield that they were putting up because they planned on playing the race card in this deal. And to be honest with you, and I'm serious about this, I don't look at Mr. Obango as being black at all. I don't look at him as being white. I don't look at him as being black. I don't look at anything except the baggage that this man has carried into the White House. It's just that simple. It has nothing to do with race. And they figured that, hey, you know, we're going to be able to hold that up as a shield to hold off the critics of a country that's being flipped right before our very eyes. See, the predecessors, the conservative Republicans, set everything up, and Obama's just following orders. He's just following through. That's their guy. They figure if they're going to make a run at flipping this country and totally destroying it, I mean totally destroying it, well, then it should be somebody like Mr. Obango that does it. By the way, Mr. Obama's mother, holy mackerel, as my mother used to say, when she'd get excited, cheese got damp in the cellar. Holy mackerel. This woman was an absolute freak. Now, some of you have seen a few pictures that kind of made it onto the web of her either being totally nude or scantily clad. I'm telling you, you have not seen anything. She was into all sorts of weird, twisted stuff. And I can't even post it on the website. I can't even put it on the website. That's how disgusting it all is. She was into sadomasochism, whips, you name it, orgies. Doesn't matter. This was Mr. Obango's mother. What a sordid past this man has, raised by a communist. See, the news media never really looked into the background of Mr. Obango. Oh, you know, because I'm sure that they didn't want to be seen as being possibly political or racist. Again, it has nothing to do with the man's race. It has to do with what he is actually doing, the crimes he is committing, the treason he is committing. And what really bothers me is there's people out there that are in position to really protect the public, and they're go along, get along, I need to get my check, I need to get my retirement, I don't care who I have to shoot, I don't care what I have to do, I don't care who I have to beat, I'll beat them to death. You're seeing it going on around the country with the shiny badges and the guns on, aren't you? More frequently These are not isolated. These unelective chiefs of police are allowing this to happen. They're allowing their knuckle-dragging goons to go out there and beat the snot out of people because they're not in compliance. They didn't follow my direct order. They didn't produce identification. Just a couple of days ago, down here in Austin, a jogger gets jailed. She had earphones in. She's jogging down the street. She didn't react quick enough to the officer. Well, the cop whipped her around, threw her butt on the ground, put cuffs on her, and put her in the back. The reason? She didn't identify herself quick enough to the officer. Let me tell you, you knuckle-draggers, there's a reason why the Second Amendment is here. You're starting to push the boundaries. You're pushing that thin blue line.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit Pure Effect Filters.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Go to the phones here, Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Good afternoon, John, and I wanted to just say, hey, thanks a lot for clearing that up with Deanna and why you made this move. And you know what? You're right. People, it's tough for them to accept change. I was not upset or going to tune out of the network or anything when Ed Harris left or Michael Collins Piper or anybody else, but you know, you accept the change, and then you look forward to who's coming on. I'm glad you're doing things to stay on and stay competitive.
Well, it's what a network has to do, and these are untested waters. I mean, I just just got word today that one of the bigger networks in this country has locked all of its people out. The only people allowed in that building, and I can't mention a name, but the only people allowed in the building is the upper management, and that's only to take their stuff out, their personal belongings out. And we've already spoken to one of their engineers. I need an engineer, and he understands IT, and he understands. He said, I know who you guys are. He wants to move down here to Austin, Texas. I wished I had the damn money to pay him to move down here and go to work for us. We badly need him, but I don't have the funds to do it. Yeah.
Well, you know, something else I wanted to comment on, and that I didn't want to get into, but, you know, it seems like a lot of blaming on Obama, and you know what? We have 435 congressmen, and there's 100 senators, and I think we need to spread the blame, because these guys are supposed to be standing in our best interest, and they're letting this go on, all this treason and criminality.
Yep.
So
that's because they're compromised themselves. Look.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you roll out the tally sheet on these characters and what they've voted for and what they've done, and more importantly, as you just pointed out, what they have not done. You know, and I'm not a big fan here of Rand Paul, but how many Republicans lined up behind him, against him? Not for him, but against him. This is why they're calling for John Bonier's head right now. And boy, has he been missing from the airwaves. Nobody's seen hide nor hair of the very coiffured and suntanned one. He's been laying real low because people want that idiot gone.
Well, I'll be honest with you, John. I think we need to get rid of all of them, start over again, start with a clean slate. I mean, none of them are any good.
I wish somebody had the guts to stand up in the well of Congress and to start relaying to these learned gentlemen, all 535 of these critters, that you know what the Founding Fathers said about when this government started to dysfunction? What their remedy was: to shut it down, fire them all, and just move it a little bit, move the White House and the Congress a little further out west. Well, we're out of real estate. They're very comfy in their 11-square-mile area up there with all their perks and their restaurants and their whores and their drugs and their lobbyists and their dirty little conscience. No, I'll take that back. You got to have a conscience in order to feel guilt. These people feel nothing. They are literally watching this country go down the damn tubes. And you're absolutely right. It's just not one man. But this one guy in the White House, he's now become the chieftain. He has now become the dictator. Because he's telling Congress that I'm going to do what I want to do, and there's not a damn thing you do. But, well, wait a minute. Even that's not true. Because one of these executive orders that he writes that becomes law in 60 days can be taken up by that Congress and ripped up into little tiny shreds. But they're unwilling to do it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And you know what? As bad as Al Capone was, if you remember the soup lines during the Depression, he supplied the food.
That's right. So, people in Chicago loved him. And the only way that government could bring him down, because it was so damn corrupt in Chicago, was to get him on a tax case. Hell, one of our hosts or one of our past hosts could have probably came in defense of Al Capone and beat them. Not that anybody, I'm not suggesting that save Al Capone, because people loved him. He was the biggest crook as anybody else in Chicago was at the time. But look how they went about doing it. And oh, by the way, out of that Chicago gangland stuff, and I'm sure you know your history, Jerry, in Chicago, what was the reason why automatic weapons were banned from civilian ownership?
Because there were too many Tommy gun shootings on open public areas like restaurants and things like that.
And so rather than going in and really going after the crooks and putting these guys down, putting the bad guy down, what do? They pass laws to keep us...
Take them away from all of us.
That's exactly right. Rather than... Now, fast forward how many years after Sandy Hook, after all of these incidents that happened, what is the one thing that they cry for? Ben Swan pointed this out. He said, you know what? He says, these crimes aren't being committed by these so-called assault weapons, which was a creation of the brain-dead ninnies in Capitol Hill anyhow. They're the ones that called it assault weapons. Very, 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 very few crimes are ever committed with a long rifle or an AK or an AR-15 or whatever the case may be. Rather than them going, well, okay, handguns are the problem, we're going to go out there and just eliminate the handguns. No, they're doing what? They're restricting magazines. As soon as the website is back up and as soon as the stories get posted, there is a letter that was sent out to, the people of Connecticut. And if you miss the deadline with registering your weapon, which is always the prelude to confiscation, bar none. Always. Not kind of, not sort of, not just sometimes or most of the time, but always in recorded human history. When they start to register an outlaw, you become the outlaw. And when this story gets posted, I'm going to read it to the fine people out here. But, Jerry, this is total BS. Total
I agree.
BS. And they
I agree, Jen.
They need to get these guns. Because by the time the rest of the zombies in this country wake up, God, I think they're probably going to want a shooting war. They're going to want their pound of flesh. They're going to want their retribution for lives being destroyed. My God in heaven, I mean, people, stop to consider what the hell this government is doing. I mean, really consider it. All angles, what they are doing. It is nothing short of criminal, Jerry. Nothing.
Oh, I agree. It's a soft form of eugenics, the way they're manipulating everybody, and they're robbing you all the way to the grave with your illnesses and sicknesses and constant hospital stay and until you're all done, and then they dehydrate you and they kick you in 6 feet under. I agree 100%, John. So, hey, I'll let somebody else get out. I'm sure you got a lot of people backed up.
All right.
God bless you. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you. By the way, the host on the Sunday, they have all agreed, including Hesham Talawi, to move their show to accommodate Deanna Spingola. So the ball's in her court. We now have 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday afternoon cleared for her. She was called and she said, well, I have to think about it. Well, I don't know what there's to think about, because there's no other network in this country that will put her on. And I want her on. I want to keep her. I don't want to get rid of Deanna Spingola. So folks understand that out there. Jim in Arkansas. Hello, Jim.
I got a harebrained idea here. I'm in the midst of rereading a book for about the third time. What comes to mind was your passion for what your mission is and the fact that you need some money. And reading this book has all come to the thought that I'm not going to ask if you had the idea. If you had it, you would have done it. I think it would be smart for you and probably Ben Swan and maybe John Wells and whoever else you would pick out to make some kind of an appointment with Ross Perot. The book I'm reading is On Wings of Eagles, and
hang on one second here, Jim. I really want to hear this. Tom in Pennsylvania, hang on as well. 800-313-9443.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said. The Constitution was about.
All right, we're back. Jim, go ahead.
Back on his book on Wings of Eagles, it talks at first about how when the government would do nothing, the Pentagon had abandoned MIAs in Vietnam. Ross put together a bunch of people, and he funded the whole operation to go in and get as many out as he could. But what the book is really about is how he was totally stonewalled by the executive branch, by the State Department, and by the Pentagon when he had some of his top executives arrested in Tehran. When the hostage crisis took place, they weren't part of that. They were aside from that. But he got no help whatsoever from the government. He was stonewalled on every angle. So he went in. No, he didn't. He got the right people, and he financed. And they went in, and they saved those people. This is a very moving book. If you've never read it, it's a damn good read. It's by Ken Follett. It was written in 83. But what I'm getting at is if you and a couple of people that you choose made him aware of what your mission is and the fact that you need, what you're talking about to him is limited peon funds. But if you talk to him and convinced him of what your mission is and what you think it needs to go, I wouldn't be surprised by what you could get some help from the man.
Well, and you know, it's interesting. Years ago, we had contact with Ross Perot, and one of the people in Michigan that was an avid tracker of money and species and currency and all that stuff, mm-hmm. put together a package and took it to Ross Perot. And what was the what was the name of his? Was it EDS?
Right. Okay. Electronic Data Systems.
Okay. Went down to Dallas, talked with Ross Perot, with display in the trunk of his car. And after talking to Mr. Perot about the money, its origins, what they have done, and all of this, he was very receptive. He was so receptive, as a matter of fact. What he did was he took that display in his EDS headquarters in Dallas, Texas, and displayed it in the atrium. I have a lot of respect for that guy, and he's one of the reasons that I got into doing what I'm doing. I went to a local cable access channel. I took the classes. I was certified for filming indoors and doing all the putsy stuff that you do there. But what I really wanted was the ability to go out in the field with their equipment. Well, guess what? I did it. And when Ross Perot was supposed to be in Lansing, Michigan to accept the boxes and boxes and boxes of documents to put him on the ballot, well, he made the announcement, and then I'm up there battling for plug space with NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, the animals behind the cameras, and I'm up there just elbowing and pushing these guys aside. I was going to be there no matter what. Well, then the word came down that Mr. Ross Perot is not going to be here because he's dropped out of the race.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I have a story of my own on that, that I do not respect the man for his run for presidency, and I won't get into that. I don't want to take any more of your time. All I'm going to say is the times are very different now, and there's an awful lot of water has gone under that bridge.
Yes, sir.
And it could take the right people to, I don't even know if you get an audience with him, but the man has got a methodology about him, and he knows an awful lot of powerful people, that it might be worth taking a second chance, a second try.
Well, and you know, I've made light of this, you know, tongue-in-cheek comment, that I'm still waiting for Mr. Sugar Daddy out there that recognizes who and what we are and what we're trying to do, that's got scads of money.
But chances of him being aware of what you're up against right now are slim.
Well, that may be true. What was the name of that book? It was made
on Wings of Eagles.
Wings of Eagles.
On Wings of Eagles. It's Ken Follett. Was written in 83.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to read that.
Can I tell you just one thing, I'm again, Ross?
Sure.
I might have spoken about this before. He was the first man that I ever respected enough to really get interested in the politics when he was running for president.
Me too.
After everything got lost, after it was all over, I finally started waking up and coming up because I knew politics, I knew parties. Man, I was on top of things until I found out I didn't know a damn thing. And what it boiled down to was when I found out, when I really researched it, at that time, if Ross had gotten every single vote, nobody voted for anybody but Ross, Ross could not have been put in office. Because Ross had no methodology for getting one single member of the Electoral College to be elected. He could not have gotten one electoral vote. And don't tell me he didn't know that.
Well, and there was other, and if you were into politics at the time, do you remember who he picked as his running mate?
Yes, and what a letdown.
And boy, everybody said the same thing. He was a very good man.
That's why I believe he was in on the whole damn thing. But when I found out there was no way he could have gotten one electoral vote in any state, I knew it was a fix. That doesn't take away from what the man has accomplished on other levels and the fact that he's got money and he knows people in power. I would contact him and see if something happens.
All right.
Okay, won't take any more of your time.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your
call. All right. Goodbye.
Let me interject. Tom, hang on a second. I'll get to your call here. This is the people that are supposedly in authority that know what they're talking about. And this is a joke But this chief of police took it at face value with absolutely no background. In other words, taking it face value. Annapolis police chief testified that 37 people died from marijuana on the first day of legalization in Colorado. His source was literally a bunch of jokesters. The Daily Current, claiming that 37 people died on the first day, went viral on social media sites. The report was, of course, false. The Daily Current is a website, much like The Onion, that posts fake news that are satirical and meant to be funny. Even though the content of these articles are obviously false, many times people believe them and circulate them as truth because they don't do enough research. The false legalization article went viral partly because some people thought it was funny and partly because some people actually believed it. Annapolis Chief of Police Michael Pristoup was one of those people. He told the Senate Judiciary Proceedings Committee, "The first day of legalization, that when Colorado experienced 37 deaths that day from overdose on marijuana, I remember the first day it was decriminalized, there were 37 deaths." Well, surprisingly, he was quickly corrected by Senator Jamie Raskin, who informed him that his source was actually a joke. "If it was a misquote," he told Raskin, "then I stand behind the mistake. But I'm holding on to the information I was provided." What? What did you just say? Double stupid. Double plus stupid. After conducting additional research, it appears that that was not accurate at all. "I believed at the time that it was accurate, but I don't think it takes away from other facts we presented. I'm guilty of being human. I really tried hard to present verified facts." No, you didn't, you Nimrod. You didn't verify anything, because if you would have done a cursory, just do a Google, punch in a couple of things, it would have been right in front of your face. "I tried really hard to present verified facts." Are you trying that hard to protect citizens out in the street from the abuse of your people or from the government? Are you trying really hard to do that as well? Tell me you are, and tell me you're going to do a better job than your dude. This is going to haunt you, your stupidity, for the rest of your life. Do you understand that? That supposedly people in a position to make life and death situations on citizens should have a little bit more upstairs than what you're displaying to the public? Come on, man. Tom in Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom.
I don't even think Snopes would be stupid enough to make that comment.
I when I saw this story, I had to fact check the story to make sure that the story was correct. This guy is an idiot.
I agree. I don't think it's possible to die or even overdose on that stuff. But your last caller brought back some memories. I used to work for Ross Perot, EDS in Virginia, and excuse me. He was a very, very intelligent guy. And I was a network and RF engineer. I was working through Lockheed Martin.
Okay. Contra. Hey, hang on 1 second, Tom. I got to take this break. I'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Okay, we're back. Okay, Tom, go ahead.
Okay. I used to work for EDS, and I actually got to meet Ross Perot once, and although he has the strangest set of ears, he's a very, very intelligent man, and I worked for him down in Reston, Virginia with on a contract through McDonnell Douglas, and or not McDonnell Douglas, Lockheed Martin, and I was a network and RF engineer. And, he has a great company. It's amazing that he ran such a company. Imagine what kind of a president he would have been.
It would have been very interesting, because I can tell you one thing, NAFTA would not have gone through.
Yes.
You know, I mean, yeah, and forever burned into our memory will be Ross Perot. Hear that giant sucking sound? That's your jobs moving to Mexico. I don't think people will ever forget that.
Well, people don't even know what NAFTA is. Who Ross Perot is? I tell people sometimes when we get around to that subject that I work for him, they have no clue who he is. You know, I hope more people will help you with your donation fund. I hope you hit your goal, and you know, if my home is in foreclosure, and if I can throw money to this organization, to your station, I hope everybody out there listening can do the same thing, because we've got to keep you on the air no matter what. I don't know, you know, what kind of struggles you're facing, but I hope you succeed.
Well, Tom, I appreciate it. By the way, I got your check the other day. Thank you for the donation.
Yep, that's
I appreciate that very much, and I don't know what people think. You know, I don't know their thought processes. I don't know how much they're caught up in reality versus their own fanciful thought. But I've done everything that I can personally do in regards to myself and personal expenses. Anybody can find out my address and Google that overhead Google shot. And actually, you can take a tour around my house to see this wonderful mansion I'm living in.
Yeah, I'm sure that I have
little or no equity in. But in any case, I have done everything. I've sold off a motorcycle. I've sold off my gold, silver when needed. I put the money into this network, and I have taken literally nothing out of it. This is a mission. I mean, when when you're commanding the troops, you're expected to go through what your troops are going through. Otherwise, what are you? Well, you're just an armchair general of sorts.
Well, if I end up losing my house, my wife and I are going to decide we're going to move down south, and most likely, since I've been through Texas when I worked for the government down there and stationed at NAS Dallas, and I was in Beeville and Kingsville and Corpus, we really like Texas, and maybe if we get around your area, I'll come and give you a hand. If your webmaster is listening, I was a network administrator for 20 years. Passwords, passwords, passwords. Complexity is the key.
You got it.
Make sure you change it often, and you make it as extremely complicated as possible.
And it's all being changed as you're speaking those words.
12 character minimum, upper lowercase letters, numbers, characters. And I have never had a website hacked or a domain hacked in my career, ever. And it's because I follow Microsoft's best practices on password complexity and password changes every 60 days. So I hope you get straightened out, and good luck, sir.
All right.
I'm always listening.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
By the way, who's taking the Spinola's place, by the way?
A guy by the name of Ben Swan.
Oh, I know Ben. Yep, absolutely. Well, that's a shame. You know, she added a nice feminine touch to the radio station.
Well, I don't know if you heard me. I don't want Deanna going anywhere.
Right.
And as I explained to her, if I'm allowed to do the job I need to do as the chief cook and bottle washer and the person to blame for not paying bills by the collectors, well then, if I'm allowed to do what we need to do and we get through this, we are going to have the most kick-ass radio network that you have ever seen in your life. And by virtue of that fact, you're going to end up with more listeners, because there's going to be more people coming to this network to find out what the heck is going on. And she will have more listeners than she would ever have doing 10 hours a week, doing that three on Sunday. So,
why did you have to move her? I didn't catch that part.
You didn't? Okay.
Yeah, I've been in and out of the car, and it's been a crazy
All right, I'm not
day.
I'm not gonna I'll tell you what. Do me a favor, Tom. Go into the archives. Listen to the first time.
Okay, absolutely, I will.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Yeah, the explanation that I gave, I wanted to be very thorough and very clear. So please, Tom, go into the archives if they're up. Has anybody checked the archives? Dan, would you please do that before I get off the air today? All right. Yeah, folks. We're right on the edge, like this network has never been before. John B. Wells, I want this guy on this network. I want to go get all the radio stations in the market that he used to be in. Of course, not with Clear Channel.
They've washed their hands of John B. Wells. How dare you best the guy that bears the name of the show that you do on a Saturday? How dare you interview people that are giving real, credible information and sounding the alarm? How dare you? Well, Clear Channel executives, I know you're taking your bonuses. I know you're riding your network right into the ground. Because the people, here's what's going on. The people that have been listening to your claptrap stuff are becoming smarter than the stupid host that you put on. And I don't mean to be sounding mean about this. I don't want to, there's no professional jealousy here, obviously, because if you guys were doing what you were supposed to be doing with real informative radio programming, see, we wouldn't have to be doing what we're doing over here with no cash, because you guys got it all. And what have you done with it? You've sat and watched your country get burned to the ground. And you're out there acting as gatekeeper, keeping programming off of your radio stations that might just inform the American people. Shame on you people. I mean, really, shame on you people. Folks, we need some donations, and I mean right now. Right now. If we're going to pull this whole thing off, if we are going to be the only place, and I had people that I've talked to today that have contacted me by email and said, you know, I start listening to other networks, but we always come back to RBN. Why? Because we can trust the message that's on that network. We know that you're not ego-driven. Your quest is not to line your pockets and take advantage of people that don't have much left in their pockets, as we will all end up not having too much left in our pockets because the criminals have taken over and are now running the asylum. So folks, I'm asking you, go to republicbroadcasting.org. You may not be able to get into it right now because it's being gone through. Lines of stuff was deleted. That's being restored. So the whole website may not be functional, but when it is, please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button at the top, contributions. Go to that webpage. Make a nice donation. You know, even a lot of Christian associations out there are now pushing the power of the purse. The Lord will bless you. If you give us tons of money, it's going to come back to you tenfold. Whew, man. Can I slide my little plate in between the gift givers here? Can I have a little bit of that? Or call the network. Julie is still here, 800-724-2719. Make a nice donation, a sizable donation. We need your help now. And we put this thing together with the Ben Swans and the John B. Wells coming on and some other tweaking that happens. We get those radio stations out there, folks. We'll never have to ask for another dime again. We're on a mission. Are you going to help us succeed and defeat this enemy? Or are you going to go quietly and